Yo, 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 what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. Hey, y'all, what's good? JR the Boss Man here for your Braves recap for June 18th, 2025, where the Braves beat the New York Mets 5-0 behind a dominant performance from Chris Sale. 8 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. Mr. Sale threw 116 pitches today. Almost got the complete game. Snit came and got him. I said Glaces closed the game out, but he was dominant. The guy has a 1.23 ERA over the past 10 games. Started off the year kind of rough for Chris Sale, but he's got it together now. Pitching like crazy. Could be inside young contention the way he's throwing the ball right now, and the Braves giving him the ball. It was, you know, he's gonna be out there dealing, and he just really had a good night tonight. He only gave up five hits, but they were all singles. They was not no doubles, extra base hits, just singles. 116 pitches, very efficient over 8 2/3 innings. Kept the Braves in the game, and you know this is rare for Chris Sale because this year a lot of times the Braves not scoring runs for Chris Sale when he's on the mound. So 5-0 there, giving him 5 runs. Start leadoff homer by Ronald Acuna. His 36th leadoff home run of his career. 15th on the first pitch. Knocked it out of the park. The center field got him going. 1-0. Then you have a run scored on a catcher's balk. Where you see the catcher's balk. Torres picked up the ball with his equipment, his helmet. Balk scores the run there. Then Ozuna comes in with a sacrifice fly. Then Ozzie Albies, who had a good night tonight. Two extra base hits, a triple and a double. Golf one on the right field line. Got that done, and he scored on a wild pitch, make it 4-0, and Matt Olson hit a home run to make it 5-0. That was the Braves scoring tonight. Wasn't a big night scoring. Garcia Sale goes to 5-4 in the year. Blackburn goes to 0-1 for the Mets, and the Braves do win this series. They'll play again on Juneteenth tonight at Truist Park, but I will not be there. I take the day off on principle alone. So, so we're not doing that. But we will be at the Braves down the road here next homestand for sure. But again, back to Chris Sale, saving the bullpen. So we talked about that in his post-game presser about he used to be in the bullpen himself and just saving the bullpen. He knows what that means for those guys to be better later in the season. So being able to eat up innings, save the bullpen. Still talked about it too. A few days ago, talking about with Grant Holmes and swung back in stride. As long as you give us 6 innings, we can save our bullpen. You know, give us more than that, we'll extend you. But at least give us 6. We don't have to burn out our bullpen and get those guys, arms tired and dead. You know, so yes, something's good in there. You know, Snit's happy. They feel like they're coming around. They got on a little streak here. Braves have won 6 of their last 8 games after losing 17 games. So 33-39 on the year, trying to get their acts together, trying to be better. So just understand that. Keep the Mets one more time. This is a bit 2 weeks for the Braves here with all these different opponents they have coming up here so they can make up ground on. So it's very crucial at this time, these last 2 weeks for the Braves. So to get 2 wins against the Mets, and to prepare for what's coming up next. Then next week's homestand as well. Philadelphia, the Angels, and the Orioles. So there's a lot of big baseball coming up for the Atlanta Braves to make their way up the standings, who are currently 33-39. Wild card spots, 5.5 out of 30 wild card spots. So just keep going and see what they got to do for you. As always, check out the Braves recaps on BS3 TV, live.com, BS3 Network, Boss Man Show, Believe Network. And we'll see you next homestand, Braves recap. I'm going to enjoy my Juneteenth off, and I'll see y'all in a week. Holla. And on the other side is post-game clips from the June 18th game. See y'all. Check out some clips. Today's post-game pressers.
You were coming off field. What did that mean to you for him to give you that chance?
It was a lot. I appreciate that. You know, and he, it's a tough position for him to be in, and I get that. Pitch count was up over 100, but I was pretty adamant coming off the eighth inning, and that's, you know, he's like, you usually don't do that, so I, you know, I had to give it to you, but at the same time, he didn't want to give me up over, you know, too many pitches tonight. So I told him, hey, you gave me a chance for it, and that's all I really wanted, and I, you know, I appreciated that.
Starts it off with the first pitch homer. How much does that help you guys settle down and just pitch your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think you, just across the entire team, you know, Ronnie leading off, that's tough. I mean, that's a tough guy to face right out of the gate. And, you know, and he just the electricity that just pulses when he's in the lineup and when he's doing what he does. You know, I got three outs and I had a 3-0 lead by the next time. So that's huge. And it, you know, it starts obviously with Ronnie at the top.
Finish that eighth or go through that eighth and know that it's attainable, that shutout or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally like just cold water running through my body. I mean, I was walking off the mound and I just, you know, I knew maybe if I lobbied for it hard enough, he'd give me a shot. So, you know, again, just appreciative of the opportunity and being able to go out there and you know, play with my teammates.
Chris, speaking to that, out there and grab the ball, is that kind of part of what you're talking about there? Just like that energy that's flowing through you at that moment?
Yeah, you know, I gotta feel my position too. So, you know, I think that might get talked about more than the actual game. I've already got a couple text messages from some old friends about that. So, you know, again, it's just, you know, when you're out there and you're just so locked into just doing your job and just trying to get outs in any way you can. So, you know, Doogie made a diving play today and, you know, it's not a big deal. So I'd like to think I'm kind of along the same lines.
How good does it feel the previous six? Got a chance to sweep these guys, but just does it feel like kind of maybe shift the momentum a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is a really good team too, you know, across the way. I got a lot of respect for those guys. They got a great manager. So to be in a position like we're in right now is big for us. You know, I think, you know, sports is crazy. You know, you can be as down as you've ever been and then right back to it. And then, you know, on the flip side, you can be rolling and then, you know, you get kind of sideswiped. So, you know, hopefully we can keep this momentum going and just kind of ride that wave and keep a level head and keep doing what we know how to do.
Tennell's run in, this was you were still capable of pitching at this level.
Well, I never try to suck. It just kind of happens. But obviously with my teammates, with the coaches, you know, they were on it hard. You know, this was something where, you know, I was scuffling for a little bit and, you know, they really went to work for me and helped me out with some of the things I needed to get back on top of and to get me successful. So I wish I could, you know, sit here and say it was me figuring out and looking in the mirror and doing it myself. But there's a lot of hands, you know, going into that.
Chris, to follow up on David's question about your Pittsburgh series, you're like, we got to start winning series. Can you even try to figure, like, pinpoint this is what's happened or here's how we feel differently or anything along those lines?
I just think momentum. You know, we've when you play good baseball, you just kind of keep playing good baseball. You know, and again, I say it a lot, but I, you know, and I'll keep saying it, the group of guys that we have in that clubhouse, very level-headed, very down to earth, and very connected. You know, it's tough in sports to have some rough patches and not point fingers and not get clicky and not, you know, exile this guy or that guy or whatever. And there's the, you know, we fight together through, you know, the rough ones and, you know, we have fun together when we're going good.
You've mentioned that.
Such a professional. How cool was it just to see him say thank you and just acknowledge it? Hey, look, we tried this together.
No, I know. It was because normally when he comes off, I got a feel, he got a feel. He walked right by me. Didn't even say anything after the eighth. And I went over there and he's like, no, I'm good. I want to do it. And I was thinking, well, you've earned that right. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's great that I'm hit her away or whatever, but what he did was spectacular. I mean, just even the play he made the ninth inning, my God, just kind of lends to the legend. I mean, what he did. And like I say, he's a pro. He's a pro, and you root for guys like that, and you know, and he gets it in all the situations. He gets it, but I was, man, probably pulling for him more than he was pulling for himself to get that complete game.
A 3-0 lead in the first inning, they might not quite know how to handle it, but with him, it almost feels like, okay.
No, well, it's we haven't got him a lot of runs over the course of
right.
And but you know what? That's what makes him so good and why he's special is that they direct that energy and they're about, you know, guys like that are about winning the inning. It's not about the game or I got to do this for 6 or 7, 8 innings. I think they go out there when every inning and try and win the inning and not get caught up in the big picture things. And he, and it was great. I mean, the way he was something else.
How about seeing the 39th inning go to full count on Soto and then make that play?
I know. No, I said that. That just kind of adds to the legend of Chris Sale here, really. What, you know what? He's got gold on his glove, too. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons right there. But that just speaks to the competitiveness of the man and the player. And so, yeah, that was pretty special.
For Drake to get early in his career, what kind of impact can that have on him?
No, it's good. I mean, you know, because he started out the year catching him, all the starts. And so it's not like he hasn't had experience and they haven't worked together and talked. And I don't know how many times he's caught him now. I know it's been a few, and he's done a great job. Because Chris puts it in the catcher's hands. I mean, he's one of those guys, and they talk in between innings and you know, so that's, you know, the good thing, our catchers have done a great job with all the guys. I mean, that we've been very, you know, fortunate to have two guys that we can trust, and it's not like anybody wants one guy or the other. They've all done a really good job, or both of them have done a really good job.
Over these past 10 or 11 starts, and here you are, 1-2-3 over the last 10 starts, and he's right back in that Cy Young conversation. A testament to
who he is. You're right. The competitor and you know, he never stops. I mean, never stops. I mean, he went to work. It didn't start out great for him. I mean, there was some mechanical things there, like we talked to this afternoon, all those different things, and he's always looking to get better and working to do that. And wasn't satisfied, and you know, and everybody goes through that. I mean, hitters, pitcher, they're no different. You know, they go through that. Because he had a good camp. I mean, spring training and everything, and he made adjustments like you do to survive in this game. I think so. It's just him being, you know, that ultimate pro.
Positional hitting is starting to trend.
I feel really good about what we've been doing lately. Yeah. You know, starting to come around, you know, with more than just one guy, I think, and what we've been striving for a long time now. So hopefully, you know, we're going to get in a groove where we're kind of passing the baton and keeping the thing moving and being more like what we're capable of.
So I know he's, you know, having the game that he was having, how big was that for him?
No, it's good. Yeah, you know? No, I mean, he has some really good at bats and you know, I'm just glad it stung him a little bit, and you know, because he went back out there. He's a tough kid, obviously, and all these guys, you know, we're not clicking on all cylinders offensively yet. So any and all of them, when they have a good night, it's a positive and something they can springboard on.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See ya.